You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Author Eric Larson is drawn to events in history that once captivated the nation.
And then, you know, for whatever reason, became forgotten, more or less.
But not forgotten by Larson. He writes about the 1893 Chicago World's Fair in The Devil in the White City, the Galveston Hurricane of 1900 in Isaac's Storm, and the sinking of the Lusitania in his most recent book, Dead Wake. Larson is speaking at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory tomorrow night as part of its Visiting Writers series. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C., and explained why the late 19th and early 20th centuries interest him so much.
It's not so much that I go to this territory to find ideas. It's that the ideas are there to begin with, because the eras, you know, that period, 1890 to 1920, was, you know, a period in America of absolute confidence and hubris, you know, confidence and pride that we could do absolutely anything we set our minds to. And when you have that kind of situation, you're going to have great stories and you're going to have terrific tragedies, because when people sort of live beyond their the parameters of how one should live, then you have tragedy. You know, and I'm talking, of course, about World War One. You have, you know, I mean, even the World's Fair of 1893, the Chicago World's Fair, was an act of pure hubris that just happened to work out. You know, I mean, to build this monumental World's Fair in a year and a half is incredible. So this pride, this hubris, tended to generate really powerful stories.
I've read that you actually do your own research for everything.
I do all my own research. Yeah. I mean, it's half the fun, you know. So why share, right?
How long does it usually take you to research one of your books?
You know, it varies, obviously, but I would say, generally speaking, two years, but that's 2 years of solid, you know, 7 day a week labor. I have the luxury of being able to do this full time, so I pack a lot of punch into those 2 years.
And you used to be a reporter, so I assume some of the skills that you developed doing that you probably bring with you into this.
Oh yeah. No, I was a longtime reporter. I worked in the past for the Wall Street Journal, and then kind of moved on to doing magazine pieces, which really have a lot in common with books. In fact, that's why I decided to do my first book, was that I was spending so much time on these lengthy magazine pieces that I just thought, you know, why do this for an article that will only exist, you know, in the marketplace, if you will, for maybe a week or two, when I could do a book that would remain on shelves for years. So,
and one of the hallmarks of your books, I think, is that you write about these historical events, but you don't do it in that sort of dry history textbook sort of way. You manage to create this really, I think, great storytelling arc, which is why it's so easy to get fully engaged in reading them. And that's probably another reason for their longevity that you were describing. Was it your goal to take that sort of approach from the beginning when you started writing these books?
Well, you know, it's that too sort of evolved, and it's interesting. My first two books are very different than my last five, which falling into the category of what people tend to describe as narrative nonfiction, which would be that kind of history where you know, I try to write it in as compelling a way, you know, while of course, you know, sticking absolutely with the facts. But my first two books were more contemporary, more journalistic kinds of things, and you know, that was fine, and I enjoyed those, and I got the book bug, if you will. But then came my very first work of narrative nonfiction, which was about the giant hurricane that destroyed the city of Galveston in 1900. It was a book called Isaac's Storm. And it's interesting, I credit my agent, frankly, with a lot with setting me off on this path, because, you know, I sent him initially, he was new at the time to me. I sent him a proposal for a book about this hurricane that was really very much, you know, kind of journalistic, and he came back and said, well, you know, why don't you try this? And he kept hammering me to try to you know, bring story into the proposal, and ultimately I did, and I found that, you know, I really like this. I can't call it a genre, but I really like this approach to doing history.
That's Eric Larson, author of Dead Wake, The Devil in the White City, and Isaac's Storm. He's speaking tomorrow night at Lenoir Ryan University as part of the school's Visiting Writer Series.